U.S. stocks are trading lower this hour. The Dow is down 280 points at 42,992. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance. Progressive is looking for individuals with a variety of career fields who want to help build a culture of inclusiveness. More information, including application, at progressive.com/careers. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting former Congressman Luke Messer and Sherry Bustos for their series, Congress in the 21st Century, Wednesday, October 30th, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. From the great Austrian master of light operetta, Franz von Suppe, we heard the overture there to a production for the theater in 1844, something that wasn't quite an operetta, more like a humorous play with songs. The overture to Morning, Noon, and Night in Vienna, as played by the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, led by Paul Paré, here on Kansas Public Radio. As the classics continue on through the afternoon, I'm Jeff Watson, glad to have joined you. This hour we have Jean-Pierre Rampal, the great flutist, with harpist Mariel Nordman in A Fantasy, written originally for violin and harp by Camille Saint-Saëns. Afterwards, we'll be transported to a magical place in the tone poem of great ethereal beauty called In the Fairy Hills by Sir Arnold Bax. All just ahead here on Kansas Public Radio as music continues on a Monday afternoon. The Welsh National Opera Orchestra and conductor Sir Charles McCarris ready to take us through a creation from 1908 by Frederick Delius, the composer's first dance rhapsody, next on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1908, Dance Rhapsody No. 1 by Frederick Delius. We heard there the Welsh National Opera Orchestra, conducted by Sir Charles McCarris, here on Kansas Public Radio. It's a minute before 12:30, and in about 10 minutes' time, the Ulster Orchestra with the tone poem In the Fairy Hills from Sir Arnold Bax. Music of great beauty still to come on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from Eagle's Rest, a locally owned custom furniture store in downtown Lawrence, featuring Stressless brand chairs and other sustainably made handcrafted furniture. Information online at eaglesrestnaturalhome.com. And the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. At the KU campus at the moment, it is 75 degrees. We're on our way to a high of 80 today with sunny skies. Tonight should be cloudy with a low of 58, and we have a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Our best chance of rain expected mainly overnight tonight. It should be sunny with highs in the mid-80s for tomorrow. We're bringing music next from Camille Saint-Saëns, something that he wrote right around the same time as the last piece of music we heard in 1907. Saint-Saëns was about 72 years of age and spending a little leisure time on the Italian Riviera when he made the acquaintance of a pair of sisters, Clara and Marianne Eisler, who were a harp and violin duo, respectively. He would end up composing a few chamber pieces for the two of them. One of them was Opus 124, A Fantasy for Violin and Harp. Today we have a version for flute and harp with Jean-Pierre Rampal and harpist Mariel Nordman on KPR. Music written by Camille Saint-Saëns in 1907. Originally written as a violin and harp piece, performed today on flute and harp, a fantasy played by Jean-Pierre Rampal and harpist Mariel Nordman on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 12:43. Coming up at 1 o'clock, NPR News with an update of headlines. More classical music until 3 this afternoon. KPR's annual Live Day is coming up fast, and it's going to feature performances by area artists, including pianist Lucy Ten, the ensemble Jopera, horn player Lucas Teston, and more. It's on Friday, with concerts originating from the KPR Performance Studio and the Lawrence Public Library. Join us for Live Day on Friday starting at 9 a.m. here on Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Cherry Street Youth in Chanute, a Christian-based ministry formed to help develop children emotionally, spiritually, physically, and academically with after-school classes in gardening, cooking, art, and more. Details at cherrystreet.org. The Ulster Orchestra has our next performance, and it is a symphonic poem from 1909, inspired by Celtic mythology and folklore, music from Sir Arnold Bax, and the symphonic poem In the Fairy Hills. Bryden Thompson leads the Ulster Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. The symphonic poem In the Fairy Hills from 1909 by Sir Arnold Bax, played by the Ulster Orchestra, led by Bryden Thompson, on Kansas Public Radio, where it's 1 p.m. and about time for NPR News. And in the next hour of music, we'll bring you a concerto by Mendelssohn, one for two pianos. The Philharmonia Orchestra awaits us here on KPR on a Monday afternoon. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. K210 CR in Atchison, 89.9. And K258BT in Manhattan, 99.5. And we're always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. News. Support for NPR comes from Arm, committed to delivering innovative advanced computing designed to enable worldwide companies to unleash the capabilities and experiences of AI. The future of AI is built on Arm. Arm.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The members of the Ensemble Le Concert Spirituel under conductor Hervé Niquet, with a chacan by French composer Joseph Baden de Boismortier of the Baroque time on Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you again. I'm Jeff Watson, and classical music continues here on this Monday afternoon. The Philharmonia Orchestra is along in about 15 minutes' time with a concerto by Felix Mendelssohn, one that he wrote for two pianos. That and much more still to come. Classical music continues here on KPR. Support for classical music comes from Delta Dental of Kansas, reminding listeners that dental checkups can help identify health conditions like heart disease, diabetes, and more. Dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find. We're in the company next of violinist Giuliano Carmignola, and joined on keyboard by Andrea Marcon for chamber music by Bach, Violin Sonata No. 1 in B minor, on Kansas Public Radio. Violin Sonata No. 1 in B minor, music by Johann Sebastian Bach, played by violinist Giuliano Carmignola, joined on harpsichord by Andrea Marcon on Kansas Public Radio, where it is about 1:25, a little over half an hour until NPR News at 2 p.m., with classical music to continue until 3. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. It's getting close to Friday, which is Live Day at KPR, where we'll feature live classical music performances throughout the day. This year we'll be hearing from string quartets, wind ensembles, pianists, and a special evening concert as well with violinist Destiny Ann Mermegan, with some haunting Halloween sounds at the Lawrence Public Library. That'll be on Friday on KPR, made possible by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City Jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com. And the Lead Center, welcoming the classical trio of Edgar Meyer, Tessa Lark, and Joshua Ruman, performing on bass, violin, and cello, Sunday, November 3rd, 2 p.m. Tickets are at lead.ku philharmonia.edu. The Philharmonia Orchestra joins us next, and we have music for you written by Felix Mendelssohn. In the fall of 1823, Mendelssohn was about 14 years of age at that time. This is considered something of an amateur concerto, one that he wrote to be played with his elder sister Fanny Mendelssohn, likewise a piano virtuoso. And in this case, how appropriate it is, we have a pair of siblings to perform on keyboards, Katia and Maria Lebec, with the Philharmonia Orchestra, Mendelssohn's two-piano concerto in E major on KPR. A concerto by Felix Mendelssohn, one that he wrote as a young child of age 14 in 1823, something he intended to play with his elder sister Fanny Mendelssohn. The concerto for two pianos in E major. We heard today the Philharmonia Orchestra with pianists Katia and Maria Lebec on Kansas Public Radio. Where it is almost 2 p.m. and about time for NPR News, the classical music continues on in the next hour, where we'll enjoy music of Eugene Goossens, Impressions of a Holiday for Flute, Cello, and Piano, as well as Ottorino Respighi's Toccata for Piano and Orchestra. That and much more still to come on KPR.
I love to meet all of you. Hope to see you there.
We're live. We're local. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
Live from NPR at 80 points, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on Think or Swim. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The Moscow Chamber Orchestra, Konstantin Orbelian the conductor, and music by Modest Mussorgsky, a orchestrated version of an old Russian folk song known as Tears, or sometimes translated to From My Tears, here on Kansas Public Radio. Apologize for the small technical glitches encountered while enjoying that music, and shouldn't persist as we continue with classical music on a Monday afternoon. We have the Huntington Trio set to join us later with music for flute, cello, and piano. Five Impressions of a Holiday from one Eugene Goossens. The Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra as well. And Ottorino Respighi's Toccata for piano and orchestra. All that is just ahead of us here on a Monday afternoon. Support for classical music comes from the Law Office of David J. Brown, LC in Lawrence. Working to help individuals, small businesses, families, and non-traditional families with legal and estate planning needs. Located at 120 East 9th Street in Lawrence. What we have for you next is music from an English composer, one who was born in the mid-19th century. Her name was Dame Ethel Mary Smythe. An English composer as well as a member of England's women's suffrage movement of the early 20th century. What we'll listen to is the overture to an opera she wrote in 1893, one called one of the most important English operas composed during the period between Purcell and Britain. It's known as The Wreckers. It concerns a story about a group of Cornish villagers who lure sailing ships at night to their rugged coasts by using false lights and signals so that the ships run aground and break apart on the rocks, ripe for plunder. Sir Alexander Gibson and the Scottish National Orchestra with the overture to The Wreckers on KPR. From English composer Dame Ethel Smythe, the overture to the 1893 opera The Wreckers, performed by the Scottish National Orchestra under Sir Alexander Gibson on Kansas Public Radio. 20 minutes into our 2 p.m. hour of classical music, and in about 15 minutes' time, rejoined by the Slovak Radio Symphony For music by Arturino Respighi, his Toccata for piano and orchestra still to come. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting Mariachi Herencia de Mexico Saturday evening. A new generation of mariachi takes the stage for a night of Mexican music. More at jccc.edu/mtc. And Theodore Lawrence, presenting Hedwig and the Angry Inch, a musical journey of love and loss, one weekend only, Thursday through Saturday. Suggested for mature audiences. More at theodorelawrence.com. Next, we're with the Huntington Trio, some music from another English composer of the early 20th century, a student of Charles Villiers Stanford at the Royal College of Music. We'll hear Five Impressions of a Holiday for flute, cello, and piano from Eugene Goossens with the Huntington Trio on Kansas Public Radio. Five Impressions of a Holiday for flute, cello, and piano by Eugene Goossens, performed by the Huntington Trio on Kansas Public Radio. It is 2:36, and at 3 o'clock it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Classical music continues on tonight at 7 p.m. Destiny is your host, where tonight we'll catch a sneak peek of Destiny's spooky Halloween show. In tonight's classical music, you'll hear various scintillating sounds of the season that you can hear in person on Friday at 7 p.m. in a live performance at the Lawrence Public Library, plus a ghost that loves ragtime. Destiny is your host for classical music tonight at 7. From 8 to 9, Classics Live, here on KPR. Did you know that listeners are more apt to frequent businesses that support their local public radio station? If you run a business, you can harness that passion for public radio by becoming a KPR sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. Conductor Howard Griffiths here to lead the Slovak Radio Symphony, along with pianist Konstantin Scherbakov next, for music of Arturino Respighi and a great creation full of melodic energy from 1928, his Toccata for piano and orchestra, next on KPR. Completed in 1928, Toccata for piano and orchestra from Arturino Respighi, performed by the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra, led by conductor Howard Griffiths and pianist Konstantin Scherbakov on Kansas Public Radio. And with that, it is just about 3 p.m. and time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Destiny takes over, bringing you more music tonight at 7 and then from 8 to 9, Classics Live. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me for classical music in the afternoon, and we'll visit again at noon tomorrow on KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.